Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Forging the Path. My name is Adam, and this is a podcast that's all about empowering men to become who God created us to be. Thank you so much for tuning in today. A couple of really cool updates I wanted to share with you before we dive into the book of Zechariah. We've got a website, forgingthepath.org. Please check it out. And if you have any feedback for me, I am all ears. I don't know, like I said many times, I don't really know what I'm doing. I'm just trying to and making it up as I go along. And we've also got, in addition to the website, with our mission and vision, all of our episodes are on there. Some of our sponsors are on there. So please check out that website, forgingthepath.org. And also check out our Patreon account. Go to Patreon and search Forging the Path. And if you feel so inclined to be a supporter on Patreon, please do so. What I'm going to use that account for is some really cool swag stuff in the future. Hopefully in the near future. I want to Forging the Path, you know, baseball hats, coffee mugs, t-shirts, and whatever else people would enjoy. I want to give these things out to our audience. I want to give them out to our sponsors. I want to give them out to guests on the show as a way of spreading the word. So hopefully we can design some really cool stuff and use the funds from the Patreon account for that purpose. Another cool update for you is that we are going to launch an exclusive community of men. We're going to call it Band of Brothers. It's going to be an intentional brotherhood that meets weekly. I'm thinking Monday mornings, bright and early, for online coaching calls, as well as some Q&A and some group discussion. And here's the reason for this. There is an epidemic of loneliness, aimlessness, anxiety, depression, and even suicide among so many men today. There's also way too many unhealthy addictions among men. And all the while, we're tempted by this culture around us to be passive, nice guys. And so what I want to do is encourage, equip, and empower men to confidently become who God created us to be. And sometimes you need more than a podcast once or twice a week to do that. You need to actually know someone and be known by a couple guys. You need to be mentored and encouraged. And I think that there's a lot of good men out there who would be happy to encourage others and share what they've learned along the way if only there was an opportunity for us to do so. And so that's what I'm hoping this will become. It's for any men who are hungry for more in their lives. Men who love God, they want to know Him better. Men who want to make a powerful and positive impact in the world around them. And men who feel like they might be called to be leaders. It's for men who want to grow personally and professionally. Men who want to be healthy physically, mentally, and spiritually. And it's for men who want to build. They want to build vibrant marriages, vibrant families, businesses, churches, and communities. So if that's you, this could really be beneficial for you. Just reach out. You can email me, adam@forgingthepath.org. You can text me, 262-725-2855. We're going to start this in May 6th, Monday. There is going to be a cost associated with that. It's going to be $50 a month. There's going to be a 6-month curriculum that will hold loosely. And so if somebody wants to pay upfront just $300 for the whole 6 months ahead of time, they can do that. If somebody wants to do, you know, 6 months again, they can do that. After we get through these first 6 months, we'll revamp and improve it and do it again. And I'm looking at this being an ongoing thing. And hopefully it brings a ton of value to the guys involved. I'm going to bring in other leaders that I know, men who are ahead of me in a variety of areas to share what they've learned along the way. And I'm also going to share what I've learned along the way from ministry, from seminary, from business coaching, from other mentors and men's groups that I've had in my life, from books that I've read and trainings that I've gone through. It's going to be a really powerful Band of Brothers. Email me if you're interested. I'm really excited. There'll also be, in addition to the weekly online video calls, there's also going to be some ongoing emails, ongoing private text group, and an exclusive Facebook group for anybody who wants to join. So Band of Brothers, check it out. Another last announcement for you before we jump into Zechariah. We've got sponsors. Thank you so much. I love that we have sponsors for this show. I'm surprised actually that the show's been growing the way it has been. And so I just want to say thank you so much to those of you who have sponsored the show. We're going to give you a big shout out here in just a second. Thank you. These business owners are amazing. These businesses are amazing. They listen to the show. They support the show. Many of them have been on the show, and their values align with mine. And so if you or someone you know is interested in becoming a sponsor of Forging the Path, once again, just reach out. You can email or text me. I'd be happy to see if we can make that happen. So without further ado, I'm going to play just a little bit of these clips. So you know our sponsors. If you have any need in the areas of what these businesses provide, please check them out. If you're in need of a real estate advisor in Wisconsin, then look no further than Zastro Family Real Estate, powered by Realty Executives Integrity. My wife and I love guiding people to achieving their real estate goals and giving them an amazing experience along the way. Reach out to us today to discuss your real estate goals. Text or call at 262-725-2855. You can also find us online by searching Zastro Family Real Estate. We all know that informed consumers make wise choices about their finances. The Michael Creed team at Luminate Home Loans always goes above and beyond to take care of every client. They treat each transaction like it's the largest transaction of your life, because that's what every homeowner deserves. Whether you're looking to buy or refinance, there's no one better than the Michael Creed team at Luminate Home Loans. To get a conversation started, text FTP to 262-696-9048. Is it time for your kitchen, bathroom, or basement to be transformed? Then you need to talk to Phantom Creek Builders. Based in Maquonago, Wisconsin, Phantom Creek Builders is a premier interior remodeling company specializing in kitchen and bathroom remodeling, as well as finished basements. Find them at phantomcreekbuilders.com. To all you managers, engineers, or facilities maintenance people out there, if you come into contact with picking, packing, and shipping of parcels and are in need of material handling equipment, design studies for best ROIs, conveyor maintenance, or just some ideas to better manage your warehouse, call my friend Ray at S2F Installation. He can help guide you in the right direction. A company designed to serve. 262-470-6882. Okay, let's go into Zechariah. Let me just really quick remind everyone of why we're doing these minor prophets. We just need to recover a little bit of that prophetic boldness that we see in so many of these guys. And not to mention Jesus. He was Lord, he's Savior, but he's also prophet. He's a prophet of all prophets. And I think what I'm encouraged by and what I'm challenged by when I read guys like Zechariah is I think we've misunderstood what love is. You know, what real love is. To love someone well is to tell them the truth. And the thing about genuine love is that it doesn't need to be liked. And man, I need this reminder because I'm so tempted many times, almost every day. I'm so tempted to be liked. But real love is willing to be disliked for the sake of the person. Real love is willing to speak the truth and be rejected for it. And so I want the Bible to define love. I want my definition of love to come from the Bible and more specifically to come from Jesus, not from the culture, not from Hollywood, not from Disney. I want my definition of love to come from the Word of God. And these guys were willing to love people by speaking the truth to them, even if it meant that they would be disliked and rejected for it. And so that's why we're taking our time with some of these minor prophets. I think men today, myself included, we need that reminder. Zechariah's name actually means Yahweh remembers. And he is a contemporary of Haggai, which we talked about a couple episodes ago. He's also a contemporary of Ezra, if you're familiar with that book in the Bible. The situation is that Israel is returning from 70 years of Babylonian exile. Well, or at least some of Israel. Some Israelites are returning. And they're having a really hard time. And it's not going very well for them. And Haggai and Zechariah remind them, rebuke them, and challenge them to focus on the temple of the Lord, to put God first by putting his house first, by putting his temple first. And so that's as far as I'll go probably for an overview of Zechariah. It's a wild book though. It's such an awesome wild book. It's filled with dreams, visions, warnings, encouragements. There's some confusing things in Zechariah. There are some things in Zechariah that get brought up again in the book of Revelation at the very end of the Bible. Some cool stuff. But probably my favorite verse in Zechariah would be chapter 4, verse 6, which says, "Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, declares the Lord." Because the Israelites were wondering, how in the heck are we ever going to do this thing that God's called us to do? They feel like God's calling them to rebuild the temple, and they feel like they're being called to do something that's way beyond their capabilities. How many of you listeners can relate to that, right? And so Zechariah gives them this encouragement. It's not by might, it's not by power, but by my spirit declares the Lord Almighty. And I need that reminder. I know you do too. If your dreams and if your goals, if the things that God's put in your heart, if they don't intimidate you a little bit, if they don't scare you a little bit, then you need to pray bigger and you need to dream bigger. And if they do intimidate you and scare you, then you need to remember Zechariah 4:6. It's not up to you in and of yourself. You will do it by the Lord's spirit and by his power and his might, not by your own. So that's an encouragement from Zechariah 4:6. But I want to touch really briefly to finish the episode today, Zechariah 3. It gives us an awesome, awesome picture of the gospel, like a miniature picture of the gospel. And I'm going to pull it up right here and just read a little bit for you. Bear with me. I should have had this queued up and ready to go. Give me a second. Zechariah 3. Here we are. And it says, "Then he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord and Satan standing at his right side to accuse him. The Lord said to Satan, 'The Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem, rebuke you. Is not this man a burning stick snatched from the fire?' Now Joshua was dressed in filthy clothes as he stood before the angel. The angel said to those who were standing before him, 'Take off his filthy clothes.' Then he said to Joshua, 'See, I have taken away your sin and I've put fine garments on you.' Then he said, 'Put a turban on his head.' So they put a clean turban on his head and clothed him while the angel of the Lord stood by. The angel of the Lord gave this charge to Joshua. 'This is what the Lord Almighty says. If you walk in obedience to me and keep my requirements, then you will govern my house and have charge of my courts, and I will give you a place among these standing here.'" So here's the scenario. Joshua is actually the high priest at this time while there is a remnant returning to Israel. He has a leadership position. And his name in the Hebrew would sound much more like Yeshua. It's the same root that we get the name Jesus from, Yeshua. So here's your practical takeaway. Jesus changes everything. I want you to know that like we've all been there, right? I mean, we hear the voice of the enemy. Satan is accusing. He's accusing Joshua in this scenario. And he's accusing Joshua to himself. He's accusing Joshua to God. He's accusing God to Joshua. It's just one of those things Satan does. repeatedly. His name means accuser. And when those seasons of suffering or confusion or hardship come to us, men, when they come to us, when the enemy is doing that dance on your head and whispering accusations in your ear and trying to convince you that God must not really be on your side, he must not really notice you, he must not really love you or care about you, this is just simply what we do as men of God. We rehearse this kind of truth found in Scripture. We rehearse the one like we see here in Zechariah 3. We come into agreement with the Word of God. We hear the voice of our King saying, "The Lord rebuke you." We understand that His angels are fighting for us and protecting us. And we believe that. We receive that. If you've put your trust in Jesus for His grace and His mercy and His forgiveness, you stand before Him clean, purified, forgiven, and made righteous. You are deeply loved and chosen by God to be His beloved son. And so when the enemy comes accusing, you need to remember verses like this and cling to them and speak them out loud even, pray them and declare them boldly. This is one of my favorite parts of Zechariah. So rehearse the truths like this one found in Zechariah 3. Come into agreement and believe and proclaim that God has snatched us from the fire and put new clean clothes on us and declared us to be His Spirit-empowered, Spirit-filled people. That's the truth. Walk in that and watch God do amazing things.